Amen. So as Dennis said, we are on the last, thank you, Jackie, we're on the last of our talk of gratitude. We have, by the way, how was your Thanksgiving? All right. Mine was pretty good as well. It was actually very wonderful. Michael Ramirez, who is here, but he's downstairs still cooking Thanksgiving meal. You know, I have to give big ups to him and thank him because he has forged a relationship with a number of stores, especially Honest Weight, of which he received a $100 gift certificate on our behalf for Thanksgiving and spent it for Thanksgiving, getting a couple turkeys and stuffing and fixings for a grand Thanksgiving meal. And we had an abundance. We had a gentleman who's only been coming here for maybe a month, Matthew, who brought another turkey and dressing and the fixings. And the Wednesday before Thursday, I had a knock on this door here, and we had a 25-pound turkey come in with stuffings and the fixings. You know, abundance is glorious in all ways of how it comes. And that really speaks to level one, that gratitude, that just kind of being thankful for all the great things that happen. All the great things that happen on Thanksgiving, all the things that happen great in your life. And we talked about how thank you is the magic words. Magical. Because they give so much, and poof, your life can be transformed. But, and we know that there's several other layers, levels. We then talked about how if your Thanksgiving was great and not so great because you were with family or friends, or maybe you were alone, or maybe you were grieving the death for the first time of a loved one because they weren't here to celebrate. Last week we talked about being grateful for even the difficulties, because there are times for growth and involvement. And this week we're talking about a fuller, more deeper, a deepening of our gratefulness. And we are talking about having gratefulness, a playoff of gratefulness, gratefulness. And that gratefulness is a measure of enjoying life to the fullest. Yes, no matter what the experience is, being in the moment and being in awe of every moment, being in awe of God's world and the fact that we live in this world that is beautiful, is allowing ourselves to spread our wings, to face the sweetness, not just of the sunrise or the sunset, which is so sweet, not just to slow down and expect to the beauty of the rose or the beauty of nature, but to slow down and see God everywhere present and to see how beautiful that is and to be grateful that wherever you look, that the awe of God is amongst us. Now, during this time when I talk about the awe of God, another way of saying the awe of God is the fear of God. You know, in our language, the fear of God has been misinterpreted. You know, we've been taught to be afraid of God. But the fear of God is not about being afraid of God, for there is nothing to be afraid of God about. It is about really taking hold of everything in life and being in awe of it, enjoying it, loving it, allowing the experience to move past you, because as Dennis Waitley says, happiness cannot be traveled to, owned, earned, worn, or consumed. Happiness is that spiritual that spiritual experience of living every minute with love, grace, and gratitude. We talk about here in Unity that the truth of us is that we are Christ consciousness. We come here to evolve, become more aware, to move into the truth of who we are, that Christed being, that divine child of God, and meet that divine God of child, God, that God, divine child of God, is a spiritual being, is experiencing and moving through life with said love as love, with said grace as grace, and with said gratitude as being gratefully filled. And so know that this is an experience. The first two levels were feelings. It was a feeling of gratitude because we were thankful for the possessions we own. Thank you for the life we're living. It was a feeling of gratitude beyond getting beyond the possessions and looking at life on a deeper level. Even experiencing the fullness, more fullness on the second level through our challenges. Experiencing the fact that we can evolve, we can grow. Choosing the wanting to evolve and to grow beyond the experiences and being grateful for those opportunities to grow. But this one is more experiential. It isn't just about a feeling. It isn't about your intellect. It's an immersion. It's an immersion into the beingness of the allness of God. That is what great fullness means, is that you in your totality, in the fullness of your being, is experiencing and open to experiencing all the fullness of life, experiencing all the beauty of life, experiencing even that which seems to be traffic, to see that it also has its beauty because God is good. God is great. So this gratitude is not reasoned away. This gratitude can't be reasoned away because you are fully invested in it, so immersed in it that all you can see is to be of service to others, to be grateful in this immersive experience. Because gratitude bestows reverence, allows us to encourage everyday epiphanies, these transcendent moments of awe that change our lives forever and change the world. This is from John Milton. I'd love to share with you a true story from beautiful person, actress, writer, philanthropic woman, Lynn Twist. And she talks about her friendship with Brother John. And she asked Brother John, I'm going to tell you a story about her experience. And so Lynn Twist went to Brother John and said, "What is the difference between gratitude and gratefulness?" And he proceeded to tell her this story of the tree with two branches. "There are two branches of gratitude. One is gratefulness and the other is thanksgiving. The gratefulness branch is when the bowl of life is so full that it's almost overflowing, but not quite. So full that it's almost bowled at the top, but not quite dribbling over the edges. And that is the experience of the great fullness of life. And when you are in the great fullness of life, you're one with God. You're one with the universe. There is no other, and that is so fulfilling that the bowl of life gives way to overflowing joy at last, which flows you directly over to the second branch of thanksgiving. When you're in the space of thanksgiving, the bowl of life is abundantly and absolutely overflowing. You're so grateful that there is an other because of you, because all you want to do is contribute and serve and share and give and make difference to that which we perceive as other. And that is so fulfilling that it puts you right back into the other branch where you experience the great fullness of life, where you're one with God and there is no other. And that we move through this third level, constantly experiencing a fullness, being full to the brim of overflowing with life, being in awe and experiencing this life, a full immersion that we are so filled that it overflows, and we just want those perceived that are opposite and separate from us to also be in that feeling, to be of that service, and to be so immersed in it that we move into that action of making sure that everyone else feels it so that we know and see that ultimately there is no separation amongst any of us, that we are all one, and there is no other. It is truly the story of the bodhisattva who could not emerge and become enlightened, because not all of us couldn't become enlightened. There's the promise that until we all could be enlightened, no one will be enlightened. It's the Jesus story of saying, my Father, moving the God story from that of an authoritative God who is going to punish us to a loving God, and showing us as its disciples that we can trust in God, that God wants our good, and that there is no separation. Jesus, that was one of Jesus' main message, that the Father and I are one. You and I are one. We are all one within the Father. There is no separation. And once we feel that, know that, all the illusions of the pains, of the hurts, of the darkness will move away, because we realize that all there is God. All there is the goodness. And all there is the creation of God. And we will choose a different way. We will choose a way where when we are in service to one another, we will not want to hurt one another. We can't hurt one another, because we will want one another's happiness and joy. We will no longer live in the fear of the other, the separation taking over us, because we will be so filled with life, so filled with the awesomeness of God, that the illusion of the other will separate. And if we want our happiness, we will know that we would have to make sure that everyone else is happy. Can you imagine a world where all we want is someone else's happiness? That each and every person here does what it takes for someone else's happiness and love without separation. Imagine the city of Albany transforming itself. Not out of fear, but out of love. There would be no starvation anymore. There would be no homelessness, because we would want to make sure that everyone's needs are met. We'd be so filled with life that we would want to make sure that everyone else's life is full. Beloveds, this is what is meant. And as you see on your bulletin from Psalms 104:24, this is what is meant when it says, O Jehovah, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom, how thou'st made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. Once we have this immersion experience, we will be open to the fullness and so thankful, so happy that there is so only one. So with this gratitude, we open. How do we get this? We open ourselves up. We open ourselves up to the grace of God. We open ourselves up by filling our hearts, emerging our hearts with love, no matter what the situation looks like, no matter what the political situation is, no matter how snowy it is, how rainy it is, how sunshiny it is, no matter how ill we might feel or how well we might feel, opening ourselves up, knowing that wherever God is at, there is no spot there. There is a saying that there is no spot where God is not. There is no spot where God is not, meaning that God is all around us. God is within us. And no matter what the situation is, God's got us. It's allowing that love to seep in when someone tries to hurt us, knowing that they cannot hurt us unless we allow them to hurt us. That the presence of God and the great fullness within us will not allow us to be damaged, because we are so great, we see the awe that we also see their pain as their pain and love them through their pain, but not take hold of their pain, absorb their pain, but love them through their pain, appreciate them as they go through their difficult times, and are grateful, knowing that because we've gone through our difficult times, we realize that they need to go through their difficult times, and that because God loves us and loves them, we have faith that they will go through it. Faith. We can't see it, but we need it to move through. Faith God loves us. Faith that God is with us. Faith that every part of life is beautiful. Once we repent, change our consciousness to that knowing, to knowing that life is great and we want to be full of it in all levels, that's when we become full. And then when we become thankful and we want to embrace and help others, it just reverts. It's a continual, beautiful wheel. That is one of the meanings of the wheel of life. It isn't a hamster wheel that we go around and around and we become exhausted, confused. It is a three-dimensional globe of greatness, all-encompassing. So as you move forward, not just for this November, not for these last 3 weeks, but this is a life lesson of continual growth, continual loving, continuing opening yourself up to God. Just continue to move through your mind that I want to continue to have great fullness in my life. I want to continue to have the fullness of life. And I am grateful. To continue with this, in your bulletin, you have your affirmation. Use a great fullness as a part of your affirmation, and also this week's affirmation, which is also in your bulletin. Let me read it to you. Allow me the joy of reading this to you so that you can just absorb it on a different level, and then we'll read it together, all right? Thank you, God, for your loving presence in my life. You have abundantly provided me with all that I need to live happily and successfully. I am so grateful to be a part of your universal family. Breathe that in. Let's say that together twice. First time. Thank you, God, for your loving presence in my life. You have abundantly provided me with all that I need to live happily and successfully. I am so grateful to be a part of your universal family. That felt good, so good. Did you guys read it once or did it twice? I don't know. I'm kind of, you only read it once, so let's read it one more time. I read it twice, you read it once. Thank you, God, for your loving presence in my life. You have abundantly provided me with all that I need to live happily and successfully. I am so grateful to be a part of your universal family. And so it is. I am so grateful to be a part, and you be a part of my family. Amen.